And he says, I'm going to tell you about this God. Now, in Western Christianity, Paul would be rebuked and kicked out of church in a lot of places for doing that.
And isn't it interesting that he used the Greek word for God, theos, and he says, I'm going to declare to you about that God.
Right.
So he wasn't saying, I'm going to bring in the Hebrew God. This is something we have a problem with in the Muslim world, is a lot of Christians, especially pro-Israel Christians, which many of us are, you go to an Arab and you start saying, well, Allah, you cannot worship Allah, you have to worship Jehovah, which is the Hebrew name for God, which is like going to the Hutus and saying, got to worship the Tutsi God. And it's just an incredible, incredibly insulting thing. And yet, I think we in the West have a hard time grasping this.
Yes, Allah is another thing. You know, the basis of Allah, according to Don Richardson, is Eloah, which is another form of Elohim. And remember, Muhammad is way after Christ. There were Arab Christians before that using
right.
the name of Allah before
right.
Muhammad ever came along and changed that. And in fact, the Bible in Indonesia and so on over there still uses Allah as, you know, when they use it in the Bible. So it's not really Allah, but the way it was twisted.
Almost every nation that's a Muslim nation, the Christians translate. The Bible societies all over the world have translated for God so loved the world, for Allah so loved the world. And my friend Sammy Tanago, who's an Egyptian, was telling me, pointing out the fact, yeah, Arab Christians used Allah as a name for God forever. Now, you can go to any encyclopedia and find, well, no, Allah's a moon god, and so therefore it shouldn't be used. But I would tend to disagree with that, but because Theos was not exactly a holy god either, and neither is Gut in Germany or Gut in Sweden or Hananim in Korean. And so the missionary has to find the best way to cross the culture. We'll be back again tomorrow to talk a little bit more with Daniel Kikawa about culture-specific evangelism. I want to be your hands. I want to be your feet. I'll go where you send me. I'll go where you send me. Be your hands. You've been listening.